You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. Happy Tuesday night to you. I hope you had an amazing day. And if you didn't have an amazing day, I'm not going to, you know, try to help you make your day amazing, but I'm just going to be here for the next 4 hours. And I will try my best to keep you company. That I can do. Okay? This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. People listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. People tuned in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. People on Sirius XM channel 158. And everybody locked in on a smart speaker. Where all you have to do is talk to that machine. Say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard hanging out here with me and you for these next 4 hours. He helped put the show together. He's making sure that everything also runs smooth. Here's the deal. This is y'all's show. It's not just me running my damn mouth. This is also you. Have a conversation with you. You listen to me and I solicit you. You tell me what you think. It's really that simple. And if you follow me on social media, you will already have an idea as to what we will be discussing tonight. We're going to run the gamut, okay? Obviously, we're going to talk NFL. We have some quarterbacks who are trying to elevate their individual games. We have some quarterbacks who might be at the end of the line. And we have some quarterbacks who are just trying to shake the criticism. We'll talk about these quarterbacks and who has the most to prove this upcoming season. Speaking of criticism, typically, when it comes to a professional athlete, you keep the wife and the kids and the families out of the criticism. Unless your name is LeBron James. Unless you have openly shared your family with the world. Also, unless your kid happens to be someone who is going to get a shot to play in the NBA. Maybe two are your kids. Well, because his oldest son is 17, is it still too young to criticize LeBron's kid? Someone didn't find any issue with taking a little bit of a pot shot at LeBron through his son. We'll talk about that. Speaking of father-son duos, I know last night we mentioned Fernando Tatis and his dad, Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, they just a bunch of excuse makers at this point. We'll touch on that. San Diego Padres had a bobblehead night featuring Fernando Tatis Jr., and they switched it up. They said, we ain't giving away Tatis bobbleheads. We're just going to give away Soto t-shirts. Probably a good idea. Probably a damn good idea. Nick Saban being called out again, at least privately this time, for some of his interactions with players. Mostly Najee Harris. He says, listen, when I was at Bama, I didn't get along with Saban all the time. I didn't appreciate how he spoke to me. Is anybody shocked or surprised? And by the way, Alabama, no shock, is pretty much top of the preseason polls. We'll get into that later on in the show. I think I mentioned Lamar Jackson trying to get all the money. And in a few minutes, I want to tell you about Tiger Woods. Hey, Shep, welcome back, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
You know, let's talk about this Tiger Woods guy. Did you know that Tiger Woods is a superhero?
Tiger Woods is a lot of things. I don't know if I've ever heard that before regarding Tiger Woods.
Well, let me add, I don't think this is too much of a personal question here, yep. Shep, but like growing up or at any point in life, were you a fan of like the superhero films or the movies where you get a bunch of good guys together and they try to do good for the world? Are you a fan?
Well, JR, first of all, you're like family. You can ask me anything. That's first and foremost. Second of all,
thank you, yeah.
When it comes to Tiger Woods, the correlation where you're going with, no, he is not a superhero, but an answer to your personal question about me liking having an affinity towards superheroes, yeah, I root for the person that wants to take on the world and do good for all.
So, like the Justice League?
Yeah. That I'm not familiar with. Like I'm a Christopher Reeve. I'm a Christopher Reeve guy through and through. Like with Marlon Brando, Gene Hackman, and those movies. The new school, I really couldn't care for.
Yeah, but but my point is, so let's put it this way.
Yes.
This is basically the Justice League. It's all the folks from DC.
Gotcha.
If Batman and Superman. And Aquaman and whoever the hell else is in there, if they all got together and said, let's save the world, that'd be a superhero convention. It's
called Times Square.
Well, not with those fake ones asking people for money.
Yes.
Yeah. For anyone not familiar, Times Square, don't go. It is a superhero convention, but it's a bunch of superheroes in suits begging you for money. Unfortunately, many of them have habits, if you get my drift. It's similar to Hollywood Boulevard. Not those type of superheroes. But the heroes that I'm talking about, they convene every now and then. They get together and figure out how they can stop the ultimate bad guy. So whether it's the Justice League or the Power Rangers or Voltron, and I can go on, and the X-Men, the Avengers, I can go on. I guess the Ninja Turtles would count as well. The fact is, we've probably all seen and heard many instances of people banding together to fight the bad guys. Because if the bad guy or bad guys win, then the Earth is doomed. It's not that damn serious when it comes down to golf. But who would have thought that Tiger Woods would be in the space of potentially being a superhero? Who would have thought that Tiger Woods would have elevated and went into a space where he wasn't just the bad guy beaten down, but he's now elevated to a place of importance, not just because of what he's done on the golf course, but because of what he can do for the PGA. We all know about the situation with LIV Golf. Saudi government, the big bad Saudi government, comes and says, listen, forget tourism, forget luxury. We need to get involved in sports. We need to throw money to the WWE so we can show everyone how good we are. We need to create a golf tournament, our own golf tournament, LIV Golf. And where are we going to get our golfers from? Well, we're just going to take them from the PGA Tour. We're going to give Phil Mickelson $200 million, even though he said we are some scary fill-in-the-blanks. We're going to throw money at Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka. We're going to give these guys $100 to $150 million just so they can show up and play golf and make us look good. Maybe we put the PGA out. Maybe we take their best. Too bad these guys, they've won a tournament here or there, but they're not at the top of the totem pole. And so what did the PGA do? Say, oh, you want to take their money? Oh, you want to leave? Then be gone. You can't play over here anymore. And then you had a couple of players who wanted to sue and take them to court so they could participate in both. The court said, no, uh-uh. And Tiger Woods, I guess he's the leader of these super friends because today, or matter of fact, this weekend, going down in Delaware, it's the BMW Championship. All the golfers who are still with the PGA are in town. But Tiger Woods, who is not participating in the tournament, decided to fly in on his private jet. It sounds like a Ric Flair skit, but it's not. Tiger Woods got off the plane. He was styling and profiling. And then he made his way from Philadelphia, not too far, out to Wilmington. And what did he do? He sat down with the existing and remaining golfers, and he's trying to rally support. He's trying to let these guys know, hey, don't go over there. There's value over here on the tour. And it was only a few weeks ago that Tiger Woods told everybody, if you left the PGA Tour to join LIV Golf, you're in the wrong. You have basically bitten the hand that fed you. Take a listen to this.
As far as the second part of your question about the players who have chosen to go to LIV and to play on to play there, I disagree with it. I think that what they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position. Some players have never got a chance to even experience it. They've gone right from the amateur ranks right into, you know, that organization, and never really got a chance to play out here and what it feels like to play a tour schedule or to play in some big events. And you know, who knows what's going to happen in the near future with world ranking points, the criteria for entering major championships. The governing body's going to have to figure that out. And some of these players may not ever get a chance to play major championships.
Yeah, well, those folks who decided to defect, they're not receiving any points with the official world golfing rankings. They're not. LIV Golf is applied, but an application is as good as an application. It doesn't mean anything. You got to wait. And so this has been Tiger Woods. This has been his bread and butter. This is pretty much all that's existed. And sure, like every league and any competition, you got to change with the times. It's like any sport. You got to keep things interesting, not just for your viewers and the people who love the game and love the sport, but for the people participating. And if competition comes along and they can offer something better, then hey, it's probably going to be a faster impetus to change. So here's Tiger Woods. For all of his misgivings, personally, for all of his tabloid headlines, for all of his apologies, for all of his wrongdoings, for all of his accidents, here's Tiger Woods, 46 years old, lucky to be alive. Tiger Woods is leading the way. He's the ultimate good guy against LIV. This is the man, or is he overstepping his bounds? Tiger Woods, by the way, I must tell you if you were not aware, he recently became a billionaire. He's had more than $1 billion worth of earnings throughout the course of his career, but now his assets exceed $1 billion. He's in the club. He can do what he wants. He can go where he wants. It's Tiger Woods. This man has so much money that Greg Norman of LIV, must I remind you, was having a conversation with Tucker Carlson, if you can call it a conversation. And they were on Fox News. And he was asked about, hey, how much money did y'all offer Tiger Woods? And what did Tiger do? Say no? Take a listen to this.
So you keep reading that you offered Tiger Woods $700-800 billion, some unknown number, to join LIV. Is that true?
That number was out there before I became CEO. So that number's been out there, yes.
Yeah.
And look, Tiger's a needle mover, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, you're going to look at the best of the best, you know. So they had originally approached Tiger before I became CEO. So, yes, that number is somewhere in that neighborhood.
Big number.
Yeah, it is, actually.
I would say. Call me small time.
Yeah, it must be nice to be able to turn down $700-800 million. Must be nice. Well, Tiger Woods can do it. And he didn't just say no to the money. Tiger Woods is basically saying, hey, you should probably stay with the PGA Tour if you're a golfer. Tiger Woods is you can say he's butting into people's business, but if you got to think about the most successful commercial golfer ever, the golfer who has had the most global impact on the game, why wouldn't people at least listen to Tiger Woods? Why not? You know, last night we shared with you some audio of Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod sat around on his K-Cast on ESPN and tried to give advice to players like Fernando Tatis Jr. Don't fall for the mistakes that I went for. Learn from my mistakes and do better than me. Well, I don't think Tiger Woods is talking to golfers about his own personal issues or problems. But I do believe he's trying to influence current golfers in the PGA to stick around and to shun live golf. Is there a bigger picture here for Tiger Woods, for him to be a shill or an ambassador? Does he have that much respect for the tour and its history? Or is there something in it for him? Should Tiger Woods just shut the hell up and let these other golfers make their own decisions and choices? Yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong with talking to him. Or is Tiger Woods getting ready to use a bully pulpit? Is the most influential and powerful golfer in the world? Is he telling everybody, hey, if you go over there, then this might not happen for you? I'm Tiger Woods. I'll be fine. Is Tiger Woods the right messenger to tell people to stay away from live golf, or should he just butt out? Look, it's a personal decision. Golf is not a team sport. Ain't nobody running around, you know, palling and buddying. This is not a 53-man roster. You don't necessarily need the camaraderie outside of not being a jerk. Everybody's entitled to their own individual decisions. And so should Tiger Woods just butt out? I don't think so. He's entitled to do what he wants to do, just like anybody else. As long as he's not exerting his will or threatening other individuals who might leave for live, then by all means, let Tiger Woods do what he wants to do. What else is new? People lobby all the time. Every corporation, every company, individuals lobby all the time. This is nothing different. Except for this is Tiger Woods. And as long as Tiger Woods isn't running around strong-arming anybody, I'm fine with him telling folks, you should probably stay away from live. I'm fine with Tiger Woods giving advice to other golfers. I'm fine with Tiger Woods speaking his mind. Just because he got more money than everybody, just because he hasn't had the most sterling reputation, doesn't mean that you should exclude him in matters of golf. Because if anybody's seen the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, it's him. And he should be free to express himself just like everybody else. And if you don't want to take your 2 cents from Tiger Woods, you're entitled to do that too. I got no issue with Tiger Woods speaking up. Not one. I don't care what his past history is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Tiger Woods, I guess, being a leader and trying to warn people about live golf? Should he shut up and kind of mind his business now that he's made his own choice? Or should he continue to speak up? Your phone call's on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm new, yeah.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
And I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free. And it can get you back on the road. Restrictions apply, so get in the zone. AutoZone. We're in the zone here to start off the JR Sport Brief Show. If you're a fan of comic books and superheroes and super friends getting together to combat evil, have you heard about Tiger Woods? The man got on his private jet. He flew up north from Florida to Wilmington, Delaware, to sit down with the current crop of PGA Tour golfers getting ready to participate at the BMW Championship. And Tiger Woods is basically letting them know, live golf ain't it. Sure, Dustin Johnson left. Sure, Phil Mickelson left. Sure, Brooks Koepka left. DeChambeau. But it's not a good look. If you got to think about Tiger Woods and his reputation, if you have to think about Tiger Woods and his past, his own incidents, injuries, just life-altering events, is he the right guy to tell other people what to do? Oh, by the way, he's the only golfer running around who's a billionaire. And so are you going to listen to him? Are you going to tell him to shut up? Is he worth listening to? I see no harm in it. People lobby for things all the time. Everybody has a choice or a decision, right? As long as Tiger Woods isn't out there strong-arming people because of his influence and power, and that's a possibility, then I see no harm in it. I think Tiger Woods has been through enough. The man almost died in that car. No harm in just taking a listen. And also, let's be clear, he is utilizing his power and his influence. It's up to everybody else whether or not they want to take heed. What do you say? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Anthony is here from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, JR? Thanks for having me.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, this sounds a lot like Brett Favre. And you were just talking about that last night or a couple days ago. And you supported, or, you know, at least, you know, had some openness to Brett Favre using his platform to speak out against kids playing tackle football under 14. This is the same thing. It's a vet who's seasoned, accomplished, you know, made some mistakes for sure, but he's using his platform to guide the next generation based on what he knows now in his old age.
Okay. Well, thank you, Anthony, for calling from Arizona. Yeah, I mean, that is a that's a wide correlation. I understand the correlation, but that's a wide one. Brett Favre says, I've had more than 1,000 concussions in my life playing in the NFL, and I don't want kids to make the same decisions. Yeah, but those are kids. These are grown-ass men. These are professionals. You know, Brett Favre is trying to be an advocate for people who don't typically have a choice or a voice. Tiger Woods is talking to grown-ass men playing golf professionally. And yeah, sure, it's anybody could pass on advice. But okay. Stefan is calling from Arkansas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello. I wanted to call in to kind of add to what you're talking about and try to kind of illuminate part of why I think he's taking the right moral stance against the LIV Tour. And you don't see this talk about on mainstream media enough, and I think some of it is because, and it's going to get a little political, but basically because our country has a, you know, we're in alliance with Saudi Arabia. But and if you really look at our relationship with Saudi Arabia and what that country kind of is and what they represent, you know, they have a genocide that's been actively going on against the country of Yemen that largely gets buried a lot in media. And they're the ones funding this, and they're trying to basically buy the PGA Tour and make their own greater version of it, right? So guys like Tiger, I think they see that. They know who these people are. I mean, they murdered Jamal Khashoggi, a U.S. Journalist. You know, he was part of the Associated Press. He's not a U.S. native, but he lived in the United States and wasn't registered.
He lived in the United States to basically get away. But continue on quickly, Steph.
Yeah, and it just bothers me that I feel like, and not with just what you're saying, I feel like you're on the right side of this, but I feel like the lead has been buried by a lot of people when you read about, you know, Tiger Woods and his resistance to it.
I don't see the argument
against Saudi Arabia and their connections to it.
Well,
as
it's
much.
Not. Well, Stefan, thank you. I don't think there's a matter of burying the lead. The whole point of this being a story is for the reasons that you just said. Issues, quote unquote, of sport washing. I don't think there's a lead buried. Tiger Woods, for all his advocacy and even what we just shared with you, if he wanted to come out and say such a thing, I assume he would.
I think that's difficult. Slow down.
You think it's difficult? Of course it is.
For him to come out and talk against an allied country, yeah, I think that's politically tricky for him.
Steph, that was called sarcasm.
Okay, I got you.
Of course. You said you think it's difficult. I'm telling you, of course it is. Of course it is. And so, but my only point to you is, there's no burying a lead. It's very difficult. It's more than difficult. It's for the same damn reasons on a quote-unquote internal issue that a Derek Jeter would not necessarily open up his mouth, or a Colin Kaepernick wouldn't open up his – or anyone wouldn't open up their mouth. And so, but it's not. It's jumping the gun, per se, to say that this is the reason that Tiger Woods is doing it. Can I assume so? Yeah, but do I know so?
Sure, I think that's
fair. Here's an easy example, and thank you, Steph, for calling from Arkansas. We have Phil Mickelson on record. He is on record. He thought he was off record. He is on record privately saying, these are some bad people. They're bad. And what did Phil Mickelson do? He still took the money. Come on. So I'm not going to make any assumptions as to why Tiger Woods is making this stance outside of what he said. Because people will say one thing and then do another. People will say something privately and then still do another. You never, ever know. So I'm not going to speculate as to Tiger Woods and his additional reasons. I'm only going to go by what he said. It's really that simple for me. Mater is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on?
I don't know. It depends on how long you go. Go ahead.
I think it's great Tiger Woods is speaking up. I just think it's sickening these American golfers are going over there for the money. I just wonder one thing. Would they send their kids to school and live in society over there? Ask them that and see what they say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mater.
We'll go from there.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mater, for calling from North Carolina. Good for them. They don't have to make that choice now, do they? They get to take the money, and like all money, they can do what the hell they want with it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The phone lines are still open. Speaking of money, on the other side of the break, we do have an American quarterback. There are reports now that he might break the bank in a good way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's always a pleasure to hear you because you know your product. You really do a great job by not distorting what the callers are saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. When we get to the top of the hour, we're going to talk about some NFL action. I'm going to give you some updates as to what's going on. Just the training camps, especially when it comes down to the quarterbacks. They are the most important folks on the team, right? Aaron Rodgers is talking about some of his younger teammates and not glowingly. Travis Kelce has some positive words for Patrick Mahomes. And then we have a whole bunch of other quarterbacks who have a few things to prove this upcoming season. But I'm going to hit the phone lines because before we went to break, we were having this conversation around Tiger Woods. And is he the right guy to come through and just pretty much, I don't want to say save the PGA, but to exert his influence on other golfers? He basically showed up in Delaware, got a tournament this week, the BMW Championship. And he's telling these guys, hey, don't go to Live Golf. Is it his place? I say, nothing wrong with advice, right? It's up to you to take it. Unless the advice comes with a little bit of strong-arming, and I'm not an advocate for that. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Appreciate taking my call tonight. How's it going, buddy?
Very well. Thank you.
Yeah, just want to jump in and talk about this topic you're talking about with Tiger Woods. I think the biggest thing this comes down to is, you know, I think the PGA Tour is going through a big change here where they're going to a, you know, the regular season is going to mean a lot more in the coming years because they're going back to more of a calendar year format where it's not going to be the wraparound schedule. It's only going to be the top 70 for the playoffs. And I think Tiger is there to tell all these guys, hey, you really want to earn your place in history in golf versus just taking the guaranteed money like some of these guys have from the LIV Tour. So I think that's what he's trying to sell these guys on. And Jay Monahan and the brass at the PGA Tour can talk all they want, but Tiger Woods is the biggest name in the history of golf outside of Jack Nicklaus, and he's the guy to do it. And I think that's why he's there, honestly, okay. Because he's trying to say to these guys, this is your opportunity to go out and prove that you can really be one of the best players in the world and don't take the easy way out by taking the blood money from the Saudis.
All right. Well, thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. I got to tell you, man, money. Look, Tiger Woods can talk. Money talks, too. And as we've already seen from quite a few golfers here, they don't care. That $150, that $200 million, that $100 million to show up, that money talks, too. What, Tiger Woods giving him some cash? No, but Live Golf might. I mean, damn it, you got Cam Smith right now. He just won the British Open. He's not playing this weekend. It's a hip injury. But by the time the PGA Tour is done in about a month's time or less, they say he's going to Live. Why? To get that cash, get that money. Zach from Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing? Politics aside, I'd say, am I on?
Yeah, you are live.
Okay, all right. So politics aside, Tiger's taking that China money from Nike, so whatever. China and Saudi, don't get it wrong. So no big deal there. But on top of that, these guys are getting paid a salary pretty much to go and Live. So, I mean, why hate on them for getting that guaranteed money? I mean, you don't play your best golf every day. You know what I'm saying? So PGA might want to look into doing something like that. I don't necessarily agree with it, but, I mean, it's probably where it's going to go. Every other sports organization has gone that way. That would okay. be my.
All right, well, thank you, Zach. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. Just going to give you money to sign up? I mean, what are they going to be? Tennis doesn't do that. What are we talking about? Team sports here? There's no salary cap or nothing. The PGA is going to start paying guys $100 million to show up? What are they going to do, pay expenses? What are we doing here? No, I'm sorry. I see that happening.
JR, I do have to say I'm a little surprised that you're not a little bit impressed by Tiger Woods' position here.
Oh, I said I got no problem with him doing it. What am I supposed to say?
No. I understand that. But you've always been avid about you love what he does as a golfer, even as late as 2019 when he won the Masters. And there's a talent, in and of itself. He's one of one. But you've never quite come out and said, I really respect what Tiger stands for as a man and what he stands for beyond the game of golf. And I thought maybe this was the turning point for JR. That was my hope anyway.
No.
Okay.
No.
Got it. I mean, I don't turn down $700 to $800 million, JR.
Well, he got a billion.
How many billion? I mean, but you don't become a billionaire because you're turned down almost $1 billion. Right.
You don't become a billionaire. Well, unless you're born into the money.
Right.
You don't become. Most billionaires specialize in scale, and in his scale, it's golf, and that's what he's been able to move.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I really do believe there's a point in time where you kind of accept your lot in life and know that you are okay regardless of what happens. And I think Tiger Woods is there, and I actually do believe that he respects golf. And I'm not going to get into what he believes about where the money comes from. If he feels that way, and if he feels so strongly about it, then be vocal about it. Why not?
And that's fair. I just thought maybe he would come be along the lines of a Bill Russell or an Oscar Robertson, someone that now is transcending the game of golf because of standing for something bigger than just money and what's lucrative.
No.
That's all.
Because to me, Tiger Woods still is just, for what I just said, If he wanted to take that stance, then I'd say, okay, yeah, sure. But as one of our other callers said, oh, well, he's opening himself up to more criticism. And who wants that?
Apparently he does, and he's willing to stand up for human rights, which is the biggest cause and justification of ever putting your neck out there for anything.
Is that what he said?
That's not what the caller said, but that's what I perceive Tiger Woods as doing, and I thought thought maybe he would sway you. But
I don't think there's a perception of it. I think it's very clear, cut and dry. If he wanted to say such a thing, he would. Everything that he has said, as far as I'm concerned, has been about the PGA Tour. It's been about points. It's been about legacy. It hasn't been a damn thing about, hey, y'all taking that blood money. If he were to come out and say any such thing and put his behind on the line, then I'd have more respect for that. Not that there's any less for him doing this, but I'm not going to waver about what he thinks politically. Not at all.
That's fair.
No reason to.
That's fair.
Yeah, he got a mouth to do it just like everybody else. Lathan is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Sure. It's kind of funny that the whole PGA is up in a roar. Tiger had no problem, like you just said. Tiger really ain't speaking about human rights, but all those guys, all those years at PGA, they went down to Augusta National. They took that money. PGA had no problem with guys taking sponsorships from Saudi-backed companies. They didn't care if you went and played over there, but now they have a true competition, and they all up in uproar and want to say, oh, it's human rights, it's this and it's that. But they've been taking money from companies that all kind of backing had no problem with it. So that's my stance. I think those guys will go and do what they want to do.
Okay. Thank you, Lathan, for calling from North Carolina. I do think there's a difference. This is a global economy that we live in, regardless of whether we want to accept it or not. Whether you're buying shoes or pumping gas, everything is tied together. From the smallest local level, from what you do down the block or where you get bread and et cetera, all the way to larger levels. No, nobody, it's not like a country is on the five planets away. It doesn't work that way. But when you are kind of like B2B, and I'm talking business to business, and you can consider yourself a golfer, you are a business, you are an entity, and then you just doing a handshake agreement, I think there is a difference. I really do. Robbie's calling from Phoenix. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, nice to hear you. I agree with Tiger to a certain degree, but here's the thing. I was against this from the get-go, just to take blood money from a terrorist country that does not respect any human rights. Let me give you an example. as an African American, that would be like me taking money from all the Klan. That's how I look at this. This is a disgrace. It should have never been done.
Okay.
I hope Tiger really means it, because this has got to stop. You got to start stepping up for human rights.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robbie.
A society that doesn't respect human rights is not worth living.
Well, how about that, Robbie? Thank you for calling from Phoenix. That's tough.
He kind of said what I said. He took my thunder, JR.
Who, him or me?
Robbie, he took my thunder. That's what I said.
Did he?
Yeah.
Think he stole that from you?
I do.
Let's call him back and call him a liar.
Sounds good.
Yeah, let's get him back on the phone. Thank you, Robbie, for calling from Phoenix. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk some domestic money. Let's talk about some NFL money, right? Because that money is cleaner. From an upstanding organization with upstanding owners. Because all of the fans are the ones putting the cash in. Fans are great, right? Yeah, of course. When we come back, we're going to look at some quarterbacks in the NFL. Oh, yeah, they make the most money. Big money. One of the quarterbacks is even, he's pretty much up for a contract. He's coming off of a busted up ankle. There's another quarterback. He just got traded. There's another one making more money than anybody ever has at the quarterback position. We're going to talk about some of these QBs when we hit the other side. Who the hell has the most to prove? It's the JR Sport Brief Show. All money. CBS Sports Radio.